It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we are going to touch the table. The Godfather is here. Rico's World Tour continues. Mike Stone, we're going to get into the Morosi files. But first, a Stoney edition of In Football Today.
All right. Yes, those people.
Wait a minute.
Those dastardly college football people.
Ah, yes. All right, what do you have?
I have a list from ESPN.com. They took 20 of their college football writers, and they asked them to vote for the best stadiums in college football, 20 points going to number one down to the bottom, and they come up with their top 25.
All right, I've been to a good amount of stadiums, yes, so I got a shot at some firsthand experience.
Okay, so let's go from the bottom up. Number 25, I kind of thought it would be a better, I've never been there, a member of the Southeastern Conference. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Darrell K. Royal, Texas Memorial Stadium at 25.
Haven't been. I haven't been to Austin. Yeah. I'm not a hipster. I don't know if I'm welcome there. Look, it looks cool, and Lord knows they're passionate. But, yeah, not a place I think of when I start naming the cathedrals of college football.
Speaking of which, their soul brother at 24, we go to Norman, Oklahoma, Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium.
Am I wrong? I have no desire to go to OU.
It doesn't look like there's anything cool about it.
Well, it's Oklahoma. There's nothing there in sum total.
Well, Nebraska's got nothing there.
Also not a place I want to be.
But I hear that's a cool... I was actually there, not for a football game.
Their mascot creeps me out.
Yeah.
That inflatable dude, it's scary.
Well, some of their fans, like when I went to a Michigan-Nebraska game, and like so many people were traveling with corn on their head.
Yeah, listen. What they don't have anything else.
At 23... upset-minded Kid Brewer Stadium, home of Appalachian State.
Okay, this one, I actually know someone who went to App State. I have seen this play. This is right up there with Mikey Stadium, which is where Army plays.
Right.
If you want idyllic fall postcard picture, it is buried in the woods. No bleep, Mike, Appalachia. But I mean, Mike, absolutely gorgeous on TV. I've seen pictures from people who've attended games.
The description here suits it. It says, if you're looking for one of the most beautiful scenes in all college football, it's the place for your stadium surrounded by the natural beauty of North Carolina's high country.
Yeah, and right in the end zone, it's like a mountain starts and there's trees. Gorgeous place.
At number 22, it's got a lot of history there. I've been there for a pro game when a certain team played there. The Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the home of the Trojans.
My problem with the Coliseum, I never feel like it's full. Minute USC loses one game, there's 30,000 people there, and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Next.
I went to a Lions-Raiders game there once.
Oh, my God, the Todd Marinovich era?
Pretty much. I was covering the Lions for WDIV. All right.
What about the sports machine? All right, go ahead.
21, Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss.
Yep.
You've been there, right?
Yeah. I think it's the stadium, overrated.
Okay.
It's just not.
But the Grove is cool.
The Grove is incredible. The town of Oxford is really unique. It's really small. I was not impressed by the stadium. Now, they've got some cool luxury suites, but like, not a place I would associate with best stadiums I've been to.
At 20, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, a.k.a. the Swamp. In Gainesville.
Terrifying. It is a terrifying place filled with suboptimal dental care, meth, mean people. Gator fans are very mean. And it's when they are rocking, that is an incredibly hard place to play.
Speaking of that state, at 19, Doak S. Campbell Stadium, home of the Seminoles.
Buddy of mine has season tickets. He's invited me. I refuse to go. The humidity would kill me. It is a cool place, Mike. It is. I know Florida State, like a lot of people, they're a pain in the ass right now. They're not a good partner for their conference.
Yeah.
that stadium looks awesome.
At 18, a place I've actually been to.
What do we got?
And saw them just crucify Vanderbilt and Shermer's kid, the quarterback. Sanford Stadium, Athens,
Kenny.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Where does it rank on your college football stadiums personally?
Personally, well, I haven't been to that many. So it'd be definitely top, let's see, Michigan, Notre Dame.
It is live radio.
Five.
Okay.
Seems a little low on the ratings.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, stop. Go ahead.
They do a cool thing, the lights. And, of course, between the hedges is really nice.
How about they do another cool thing? It's called winning.
Yes, they do. 17. We're sticking with a rival of theirs, Jordan-Hare Stadium, Auburn. Those people.
Whoa. What's your issue with Auburn?
They take it a little too seriously to a certain extent.
It's the SEC. It just means more.
I know. Well, the whole toilet paper and all that.
What else do they have? Let's think about it. Let's be realistic. You live in the backwoods of Alabama. What do you really have going for you? Charles Barkley. Next.
Bruce Pearl. 16. We mentioned them before. Memorial Stadium, Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the Cornhuskers.
You can have it. Mascot is nightmare fuel.
All right. 15. A lot of people love this place. I kind of thought it would be better ranked.
What, but Big House?
But no, that's their team is not as been good lately, but Lane Stadium, Virginia Tech.
Enter Sandman. Here's the thing. My buddy who works for EA Sports went there expecting it to be one of the great experiences ever. Walked away incredibly disappointed. Now, the open is amazing.
Right.
But the stadium ain't much, and the town is even less.
At 14, Autzen Stadium, Oregon.
That's on my regret list. I wanted to go in 14 when it was Mariota versus Connor Cook. It looks awesome.
As long as the field's not crowned.
Good Lloyd reset right there.
At 13, the home of the 12th man, Kyle Field and the Aggies of Texas A&M.
I'd go, but you couldn't sit me in that fifth deck. Mm-hmm. Very scary.
That's at 13. At 12, the aforementioned Mikey Stadium.
Awesome.
Army.
Again, if you're a traditionalist, which Scumbag Rico TV executive is not, Mikey Stadium is along the Hudson. It's in the mountains. You go in the fall. It's an incredible place to watch
West
a game.
Point is very cool. I've never been to a football game, but I've been there.
Place. Yes.
At 11, Memorial Stadium, Clemson, South Carolina, home of Dabo's.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
I would love to throw Kenny down that hill with Howard's Rock.
Okay.
Just to see if he could hold his balance after eight beers.
At number 10.
Bing, 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 bing.
The Checkerboards, Neyland Stadium,
that's
Tennessee.
That's next on my list. I'm going to get there because I've had enough people tell me that the sailgating, you float up on the river. Right. Rocky Top is catchy. I don't have anything against Tennessee. I'm going to do that. That's next on my list.
Number nine is Alabama, Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Oddly enough, I have no desire.
It looks just like, I don't know.
It just looks like an NFL stadium to me.
Number eight, Camp Randall, Wisconsin. I hear that's
great place.
I've never been. I hear great it's
place.
Great.
Now, I went two lifetimes ago, but great place. Great town.
Number seven, the Shoe, Columbus.
Scariest stadium I've ever been to. Yeah. When you're down there and it's rocking, there is no mistaking you are absolutely an enemy of the state. You will be flipped off by an 11-year-old, and your team's likely going to lose. Bell towers, stained glass. It's a frightening place.
Number six, Husky Stadium, Washington. The whole boat thing seems pretty damn cool.
I think that's overrated. As far as the stadium, come on. They're good once every 10 years.
I drove by there when I didn't think the stadium looked great from that
Stoney side. Doesn't like the architecture. Put that in your notes.
Number five, I've been Beaver Stadium at night. It's unbelievable. It still looks like an Erector set to me, though. It's in the middle of a farmland.
Yeah, it's basically a better version of Spartan Stadium.
Number four, Notre Dame Stadium.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
everything Rico ruined about college football.
Okay,
it's a phenomenal place. The flowers, the touchdown Jesus. Mm-hmm. How about everybody saying welcome to Notre Dame for no reason? It's a great place.
Number three is the Big House.
Absolutely overrated.
I think as a stadium, it's great. It's not as noisy as I would like it to be, but the stadium
right, because
is great.
It's also a hole in the ground.
Yes.
Look, I'm the wrong guy to talk to, but here's my problem. There's no quotient for comfort there. They're selling you about 7 inches of seat. It's a con.
Believe me, as a season ticket holder.
That's not right, Mike.
That's true. Number two.
Give me Tiger Stadium.
UCLA.
The Rose Bowl?
The Rose Bowl.
Only for the Rose Bowl. You have no magic in a regular season game with 18 nerds at the game. Right. That's ridiculous.
And number one is Tiger Stadium, LSU.
Death Valley was like nothing I've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. It is. Just go. That would be my only advice. Just go.
By the way, Spartan Stadium did not even get any honorable mention.
But
Franklin Field, listen, home of the Penn Quakers, listen, did.
Here is my advice for Spartan Stadium. Knock it down. And that is football today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.